talking about martial arts, about Thai boxing, with Prince Amir, 3 times world champion of what they call Muay Thai boxing, or Muay boxing.
No, Muay Thai. Muay Thai in Thai language would be Muay Thai. Muay is mean boxing, and Thai is Thai.
Okay.
So Thai boxing.
Right.
So
excellent. And SMS come in saying, if a boxer gets angry, he forgets technique and the plan and then loses the fight. Your take on this?
Of course he would.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You cannot get angry. If you get angry, you lose the fight, definitely.
Interesting, because what we're watching as the spectator is, well, actually, that's interesting. As a, what are the spectators there, the people that come to watch a fight, what do you think their reasons are? Do you think they're watching it because they want to see somebody get hurt or get, you know, they're clearly there to see somebody get beaten, as in lose the fight?
Basically, when they, a lot of people, when they come and watch in a fight, they got some fans. Most of them, they come because they like to support their fans. Depends which society you are in, which country you are. Some countries, the fight game is very popular. Some countries, the fight game got some gambling behind it. You know, people just go there because they want to, you know, achieve something. And some, we say 30% of the people, or maybe 40% of the people, they know the fight technically, and they like to see that technique. They like to see that move. But in general, at the moment, around the world, they go for the entertainment of the fight. Like you go watch the football.
You know? I was going to say that, actually.
You watch the football because you can watch it at the biggest screen at home. You don't need to go to the stadium, but you go there because you get entertained. You hear all the yelling and the screaming, all the atmosphere. That's bring the fight along. So you can have in a fight, which is the fight is very good, but the atmosphere and the entertaining, if it's not good, it doesn't match up. It's entertaining come with the fight game. You should be together.
And I find that fascinating, because I was watching on YouTube a clip of you fighting, you know, back in the day, and not too long ago, I have to say. But, you know, and it is, you're a showman as well. So it's a serious sport. You might get seriously hurt. It is a mind and physical sport. But within that, because of the spectators, it is like going into an arena, onto a stage. It is like a piece of entertainment. And the fighter has to almost perform as well as fight and win the fight.
Of course, it's all come as a package. I mean, to get into that level and you get a lot of fans to follow up you, it is not only, as I said from the start, kick and punch. Many people does that. It's the personality of the fighters outside the ring, how he behave himself through to his fan, how they like him. Like last night, for example, at the gym, we had Mr. Bob Sapp. One of the huge K1 fighters from America. He was here, and he's a very humble man. You know, he just come to the gym and talk to people, take pictures, running around, and do even exercise with them. Some fighters, they want to walk around with a couple of bodyguards. I mean, so they don't get enough fan as much as the other ones get. So the one getting fan get more popular, get more money, get more stage in life,
because it is a business when you're into the profession
of
fighting.
Of course.
So it goes with it. It is about the sales, the people that want to follow you, how you hold yourself, but also technically how you are as a fighter. Yes. So and there's a lot of respect there.
Exactly,
there?
And to be the champion is easy. To stay as a champion is hard. To stay as a champion as a person is hard. You know, when somebody comes and say, "Oh, you're a nice man. You're a champion." You know, doesn't matter. You are 40, 50, 60. You don't even fight for 20 years. People stay saying that. This is nice. That's good feeling. You know.
Yeah. So tell me more about your journey and your rise as a fighter. So there you were as a young boy. You were going to classes. You were going to do karate and kung fu, and then you moved to Sweden, and there you started doing what kind of boxing? The martial arts as well.
Doing full time training. Half of the week I was doing boxing, only pure boxing, and half of the week I was doing Thai boxing and fighting for Sweden, coming to the level of, I feel back in the 90s, it wasn't nothing for me there. My trainer say, if you want to move ahead and go to the next level, better you move from here. I said, where I should go? He say, go to Thailand. And then I decide to pack and go to Thailand. I lived in Thailand for a few years. and fight over there in a different village, different small places to the biggest stadium.
Wow.
Yes, and then go around the world, hand up to you, all different places from Hong Kong, Macau, Japan, America, Australia, back in Europe, fight in Europe again. And then now I'm here in Dubai having a little gym and try to pass the knowledge to other people. It's not only the fight game, it's fitness, experience, know the muscle, you know, understand your balance of your muscle when you're walking, when you're doing things. This is what we're trying to give to the people who's come to our gym.
You own the Champion Club, and we're going to be finding out more about what goes on at the Champion Club and how you can get involved as well, in all different forms of boxing, aero boxing, Thai boxing, kickboxing, straight boxing, self-defense as well, jiu-jitsu also. So a real range there within the martial arts and boxing fields. But I still want to find a bit more about, because I'm fascinated. So you're there in Thailand. You've gone there. You're Iranian. So you've gone to Thailand and you're learning their form, their art form, their discipline, their fighting form. What would you say then in those days when you were kind of going around the villages fighting and then building up to the big stadium? Did you have somebody that you are kind of mentor within the Thai boxing field there in Thailand? Who was it that was inspiring you, that you were learning off?
Basically, I just want to give you a little story, Suzanne. Back in 90s, to going to Thailand, to going to any Thai boxing gym and train and really get the service of these people, it was very difficult. Because for them, Thai boxing, it was very personal. And they would call us a Falang, someone who's not belong to here. And they're not interested. And it wasn't not such a thing as you go pay the fee, say, look, come and train me. It wasn't like that. I don't remember I paid anything. So hardly it was any people from overseas was in that area. Very few was training. And I remember when I went there for first few months, I was there. Nobody was teaching me anything. And then they set me up a fight with a guy. And I got 5 rounds bashed.
Right.
So,
learning the hard way.
Yes. Then I come into the masters. I said, listen, I am here to learn. I'm fighting for your gym. Teach me. And I was staying in the hotel. He said to me, then go pack your stuff and come to the gym. And it was outside of the city in the very, very small, not very clean place. But, you know, you say, okay, I'm coming. I want to give and I'm going to take something. So I just pack and went there and I start. Then they start concentrating and train me. And it was a good time. I mean, from inside of myself, I want that spirit. I want that. This is something I want for my life and I want to achieve it. And I remember my first trainer in Sweden, when I start fighting actually, he said, what do you want to be? I said, I want to be world champion. Couple of guys was standing and they laughing. I said, why are you laughing? I said, well, if I don't say world champion, I wouldn't be a Swedish champion. And I got my Swedish championship after 8 months training in Sweden. So so if you look high, you get at least to some level of close by that.
Yeah.
If you look low, you won't get that. If you say you want to run 10Ks, you run 8Ks. If you say you want to run 5Ks, you won't run more than 2. You'll be satisfied with 2.
It is so much about that mental attitude and strength, isn't it? And,
it is,
setting
it is,
the bar
it is.
High. And, you know, listening to this, is a, you know, it is inspiration for young people. You know, these are lessons that you can apply to your everyday life. And as you, as a, you know, for kids growing up, but also for us as adults as well.
It is so much to go through for each fight you guys watching on the TV from any fighters these days. It's a lot behind it, a lot of training, a lot of hurt, a lot of, you know, discipline to get into that level, to come into the ring and do that part what you've seen very easily. It is not as easy as what we think. It's need a lot of mental work. And as people seeing it from outside, it's so wild. It is not wild. The people who is high level in this sport, they are a calm and nicest person, not me, but nicest person you can find. I mean, if you look in, usually men don't cry, but most of the fighters, they cry. You can see a lot of fights in the fight, when they win the fight or losing the fight, they're crying.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking, so tough man, after 12 rounds of the boxing fight, look at him, he's crying. He does, because
he's a human being.
Yes, he's a human being. And actually, he's emptying himself by doing something to give pleasure to other people and to himself, and doing something for society.
Yeah. It's, you know, exactly. You've put so much physical and mental effort into something. You are giving so much of yourself on every level. And then you put yourself out there in front of an audience, in front of spectators. There's a lot riding on it, whether it be the business side of it and combined with wanting to be the best at what you do. If you're a true sportsman, you're there to win. And yeah, there's an awful lot there. And pride, respect, personal best, discipline, all of those things. So it is fascinating when you start to talk about sport and get into, you know, how it can benefit us. Obviously the physical fitness side, but actually the spiritual side, the mental strength, but also then what it forms and how it forms you as a human being as well.
Yes, of course you would. I got a lot of businessmen, which is their high level on their business. They come and train. And I met one of my client's wife the other day, and he said, I don't know why he do that. He come to the gym and kick and punch. You know, she couldn't get it. And then he said, if you come and try it, then you would see why I'm doing this. So the person was high level in business. He doesn't need to do anything. He got whatever he want. But it's still a feeling to come and sweat in that gym and throw punches and kicks on the bags, on the mitts.
We're going to find out more about this fascinating sport, Thai boxing, with Prince Amir. We're going to also get into what's there at the Champion Club. This is Prince Amir's club here at JLT. It's got a website, thechampionclub.com, but we're going to get into all the different forms of boxing, and it doesn't have to be at professional level, just as part of your life, part of your fitness, part of your regime, how to embrace this way of life, really, which is sounding and listening to you, it is a way of life.